A June 1st letter to the city from the Reed family says they have agreed to sell the parcel for $1.4 million. It includes 3.4 acres along with the tidelands and a dock. The land is owned by Martha Reed along with a trust made up of her children, Glenn Reed, Celia Carlson, and Jean Ellis. In the letter, the family members say they feel the location adjacent to deep water with abundant water frontage makes this a valuable acquisition for the city of Petersburg's future economic growth. City officials may not want to pay that asking price. For one thing, the property's tax assessment is about $600,000 less than that amount. The city council Monday took the unusual approach of scheduling a closed-door executive session and then deciding to keep the discussion in the open. Don Koenigs argued against the closed meeting.
And the city council met in work session, and there was full disclosure during that proceedings that when appraisal price was known by the public that were in attendance of that meeting, they also knew what the assessed value was. During that work session, there were questions asked relating to the condition of the dock, the condition of terms and conditions to provide a business plan for operations.
Koenigs thought the council did not have all the facts before deciding on going forward with negotiations. City Manager Steve Giesbrecht thought the council could provide him with some direction, prompting a response from Councillor Rick Braun.
There's one particular question that the council may or may not want to talk about in executive session, which is what's the maximum price you want to pay?
Well, we don't.
Generally, that's a negotiation issue. And
I understand. And I envision sometime in the future we will go into executive session and make that determination. But at this point, I don't know as I could do that.
Other councillors agreed and voted unanimously not to hold a closed-door discussion on the issue. Instead, they talked about questions in the open they had with the potential purchase. Councillor Braun thought the city was jumping the gun with negotiations.
We still don't know a lot of stuff, and one of those things is the condition of the dock. We don't know if the dock is going to be usable for what we want to use it for, if it's safe, and what work needs to be done on it. And what its expected life is, which I feel has a big effect on the value of the property.
Braun and Councillor Koenigs also asked to see a business plan or some figures for anticipated revenue from the land. City staff told the council the property probably couldn't pay for itself strictly off of revenue from bait shed storage or other use of the property. And Koenigs questioned how the city would pay for the purchase, whether it was new taxes or money from the Petersburg Economic Development Council.
Are we going to look at property taxes within the city to support this? Are we going to take and borrow money from PEDC, take all of PEDC's money and infuse it into this one project? I mean, that's a concept, and say, well, we can get 5% interest, they pay it back to us. Are we going to look at increasing sales tax? Are we going to create a special taxing district, which I kind of favor? Let's say go to the harbor and create their own taxing district and let them pay for it.
Whether the city ultimately bonds for the purchase or uses economic fund money, the question will likely go before voters. To put the measure on the ballot in October, the council has until early August to decide on important questions like a purchase price and a payment option. Councillor John Jensen thought there were more important questions than repaying the purchase price.
You've got to remember, when you make these decisions, I'm not advocating one way or the other, that all these public facilities we have pay for themselves. I mean, that was one of the first questions I've heard. Is this thing going to pay for itself? Probably not, realistically, but, you know, then again, is the library going to pay for itself? Not renting books, you know, so... It just, that's one of the questions we've got to ask ourselves. Does this town need it? Do we need this? If we want to compete in the future with the rest of the fishing communities, possibly. So that's just some of my thoughts.
And Jensen's brother Mark wanted the city to proceed with negotiations while finding out answers.
Right. I'm not saying go spend $1.5 million and come back later and say, this isn't going to work. That isn't how I operate. I think it's important to keep the process moving ahead. But that's fine if we want to, you know, get the dock analyzed. I don't see why we can't move ahead with discussing this situation with the Reed Family Trust, along with getting the facilities assessed for, you know, the strength of the dock.
Councillors directed staff to seek an engineer's analysis of the dock for up to $15,000 and voted unanimously for the city manager to start negotiations with the realtor for the Reed family. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.